Shir Ayin Zayin and Nida Yoridea continued. Aleph Kislev Hei Tov Shemim Gimel November 17, 1982 on Wednesday continued.
So we put a small table on. Oh, Yitin Shim Dova B'Neyam Lehekya Kim Kamka Milkika B'Chayitzim U'mutom Mishni Zeh Achazeh B'Keizeh Because of the Sefer HaTrumo B'Neyam Gim Lehafzik Odo B'Neyam B'Neyam. So in other words, that when is it muta to drink from the same cup, if somebody else intervenes between the drinking by the woman and the drinking by the man. So in other words, let's say the woman drinks from the cup of wine, and then another man, one of the children, will drink from the cup of wine. So then the mother, even though she's an ego, if the woman will drink from the cup of wine, and then one of the children or somebody else, a guest, will drink from the cup of wine. So then the husband will also be allowed, because as long as a teammate by another person was interposed, so then it's not so conducive to kill. Mashenke, if the husband is stealing from the cup immediately after his wife, then it is conducive to intimacy. So then it is awesome. So in other words, Baal Vishnu Nido is also the Istakmus in the Kedis. The Rolo Rosh at Yachid Kodim in the Nidus, she is named Zirch and Tomit Shinido, who became she in Tirolo with discussion with Nidus or Elkanish of Islam al Baal, Kol Meloche Isho Isol and Baal on Nido Isol. Chutz Nim Zigas Kedis, she has so Olympic Yakates, who are Michal Yipon of Lashulchon, Elin Kintasi Shumekia, Kishet Rechenu al Lashulchon Yatzmeo, that's the Gemorin Shabbos. או יתנחנו על הקער או יקסס, אפילו בידינינו. אוסר, ויוסר להציע מיטוסי לפונוף. Again, because these things are conducive to intimacy. ואוסר להציע מיטוסי לפונוף. ודווקא פריסס דיני והמיכסה שהוא דרך ריבו, אבל הצורס הקרים והחסוסי שיש מתגרי אחרים דרך ריבו, שורת, ושלוי לפונוף רק למוזר. אפילו הוא יודע שימצא אסיסו. ועצור הוא יציק לו עם מים, So as far as all these achokes are concerned, so the Jewish Rashba says, they only apply to Baal Bishti Nido, but they do not apply to another woman who is an ego, even if she is an ishishish. So they do not apply. After laying in the Gazbe, Uchshem she'asu olimzikle, kach u'os olimzik lo, v'moyei idal afil nishlich lo keishom yayin osa, leishne roche, leishne keisachel, im hum yuchem. In other words, but suppose he makes Kiddush, and then all the guests are taken, so then she is also allowed to be taken. V'choleilu ha'chokes tzorel ha'alchitz, bein b'minidus ha'mamesh, bein b'mei libunom, she'ein yimei svirosom, v'in chiluk b'choleilu b'inrei ha'mamesh tzekesem. Now, when he says, v'choleilu ha'chokes tzorel ha'alchitz, b'minidus ha'mamesh, bein b'mei libunom, so why should there be a distinction between Nidusa Mamesh and Libuno? So Kabletam explains it in Sifra Yosha. Because beyond Morishay, when people were Zoya Bitares, even after the Homa Bais and they were still Zoya Bitares, so there was a practice of looking to Tfilas. One Tfilah in order to become Tfilah in the Rais. But she was still Asura Lebaya. And another Tfilah. Because she knows she should be with her as a bylaw. So in those days, it was possible to distinguish between the status of the woman in Bimei Nidusa when she was a leader of Mura Midraise, and Bimei Libuno when she was already after Tfilet. So we see from that story of the Talmid Echol that he was Nenash. Even though he was not Zoya, he was not Zoya of Bimei Libuno, and that means after Tfilet. Mashein came, Mashein came today that we don't have the tefillas. So the main difference can there be between Yimei Nidoso, Mamesh, or Yimei Ribono? She's a little more than I say, because a woman, she doesn't go tefillas, so even after 50 years, she's in need of Mura Migraise. So there couldn't be any argument, any reason as to why there should be a distinction. But why do some Rishayim mention that Tzorv Archid Ben Yidun Dosa Mamish Ben Yidun, so that they have reference, even if she did go through it, after the Zayin Yidun? But since the Rabbanon account Zayin Yidun, so true, she's with Teres Lebayu Migraise. But since the Rabbanon she has to count Zayin Yidun, so all the achokes that the Chachomim enacted, so apply even to Yehuda. Now then, but then that we'll see that because the Rambam in the Akhenation. So the Rambam in the Akhenation mentions before Kosafti came this and that. In other words, that there is no difference between Beni Dusa Mamesh and Beni Ribuno. So there was no difference in this man Chazal when they were to twist. Allah is coming with Hamad today, so there is certainly no difference. But then he says, Om no matzosi, hakoye b'shim kav yo, v'zeo v'shele, achar yimi libun, leke hagu aveiro, v'tei rech limo, kidei shetir tzerit ve'e, v'nichiru mizne, v'al ze, roisi makirin b'nei ribuno, v'nira mislech al ze, v'rav yo yochid u'bido vaze. So he mentioned the shita of the Rav Yo, that even today there is a kule on the last day of the Zayin Kin. Even though today there are no two tefillahs, so she's a little more until she's in the Galus, but since it's the last day, so we don't have the cheshish that if he will he'll do things that are conducive to intimacy, that maybe Chas V'Sholem will be more allowed, because it's the last day and she can go through it the same night and do the Teres L'Bailo, so we are not gazing. So that's a kule by the Rav Yo. But the Rambam says the Rav Yo is yochid and ain lisnicho. Alright. Now, Chayev Odom Mifreis Mi Ishtei Vimei Tumoso Ache Tispe Avitivne Vafi Usho Aso Zmanoruch Vimei Toplo Ki Bimidoso Ache Tivne Ache Tivne Vilo Yishei Kyo Keil Reishimo Afilo Bidvori Shemo Yargila Veiro. So what does it mean, Yisrael Bum Yokel Reishimo? It doesn't mean that he's not allowed, you know, to laugh when he talks to her. But Yisrael Bum Yokel Reishimo means he's not allowed to flirt with her while she's in here. Afilo Bidvori Shemo Yargila Veiro Avo. So why is it Osea? Because from the Lashon Rambam in the brief Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shinun Gimel, when he says Shinun Gimel, it's mashma, it's a mitzvah, I said, but there is no malchus. In other words, any erratic relationship. So Yisrek means, if it's an erratic flirt, he talks to her in a vulgar way. So then, it's also mitzvah, because any erratic relationship, even though it does not involve physical contact, as long as it's an erratic relationship that is conducive to Aveo, so it comes within the Yisrael of the Sikhavul Galzal. But Malkas there isn't. Malkas in the Korib Rambam only if there is kill of Bosamamish. Erratic kill of Bosamamish. Alright. Abu Mutal is Yachadimo, the Chidim Shebola Leopa Machas, so Takif Yisrael. Now we discuss the Yisrael Yichud Bailim. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Sukkah Vashishan, so Baal Bishlimido is Mutal Yisyachet. But if she spills on Nido, Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, so then is also Yisyachet. So we saw that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and the Raive. According to the Raive, there is no Yisyachet. Even if she spills on Nido, Kedem Bilas Mitzvah, there is still no Yisyachet. And the aim is allowed to be Yisyachet. Why? Because there is a special heter of Suda Rashi Shani. There is no Yisrael. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether it's Boal Bilas Mitzvah or not Boal Bilas Mitzvah. But if it's Boal, if Pios and Yishte Nido came in Bilas Mitzvah, then there is a special Takone, a special Yisrael Rabbanon. And Balailo, it's Osea, not only Yichud is Osea. is not allowed to sleep with her in the same house unless there are two shmiras because of his special zeir. But it's not the general isayichud. The isayichud as such does not apply to ishtemilah because of the aloha of Suda Bashishan. So even if it's pierced ishtemilah before the last mitzvah, there is no isayichud. Melebiyed is allowed to be misyachid with the rabbanon. But the law there is a special isa rabbanon not to sleep in the same house unless there are two shmiras. That what is two shmiras? That she is the shein of Bein Hanoshi, and who is Yoshe in Bein Hanoshi? Yoshe Hanoshi. The Roshit is no. The Roshit is that B'yei is also Osa. And Balayo, there is no special Issa Balayo. And when the Gemara says who Yoshe Bein Hanoshi, Bein Shein or Bein Hanoshi, it means either or, not both. Because of Issa Yom. Then the Rabo passes like that. He passes like both Chumas. That Balayo, so she should take it in a kiss, and he should take a teenage with him in the room. A young child, a boy, and she should take a little girl to sleep with her in the room. So even though it's in the same house or then it's muta. So now, and Bayei, he doesn't require extra shmiras, but he's also in Yisyachim. So suppose, let's say, the door is open, so then there is no Yisyachim. But Balayla, it's not just the Shiloh, the way the Ramah passes. It's not just the Shiloh of Yichud. It's especially Yisya. The Balayla is not allowed to sleep unless there are two Shmiras are set up. So even if the door is open and anybody can come in, so he's still not allowed, if it's Pirsu Ishtemino, to sleep with her in the same house unless there are two Shmiras. So, in other words, the Ramah is Machmir both Chittas. The Shittas are Aymet and the Shittas are Rosh. But according to the Rosh, there is only an Issa Yichud. And according to the Ravid, there is no Issa Yichud. And B'yei Mitzvuta Lo Yisyachid. And Balaylo, he requires two shmiras. But why is there no Issa Yichud? Because of Suga B'Shishan. Now the question is this. That's Baal B'Ishtemilo. So Baal B'Ishtemilo, there is no Issa Yichud. Why? Because of Suga B'Shishan. How about not Ishtemilo? Let's say, now, of course, if she's not his wife, so he's also in Yisyachim with the Pnuya too, because during the Bizdine, he was gazing around Yehud Pnuya. Then when the incident with Tomor and Amnon happened, so during the Bizdine, he was gazing around Yehud Pnuya, the Gemara, in Dushin, Gemara in Sanhedrin. So there is an Issa Yehud in the Rabbanon, even by Pnuya. So even if she's not in Yehud, so there is an Issa Yehud in the Rabbanon. So certainly when she's in Yehud, but the question is this. A pnuyo in nido is yichud osa only in Rabbanon, like any pnuyo, or yichud is osa in the raise by a pnuyo. Now, so Teisve Shittim Sanhedrin is that even though yichud is osa in the raise by shishish and by all arayas, there is a special heter by imei and by bitei. There is no Issa Yichud, and by a Chesei, there is also a heter of Yichud, according to most Rishonim. Except if it's Dor B'Kvius, one is not allowed to live together on a permanent basis with his sister in the same apartment, without any other person staying in that apartment on a permanent basis, is not allowed to live. But Yichud Der Hakoye Ba'ome is not also with his sister. But any other Ervo, let's say a mother-in-law, or let's say a sister-in-law who is an elbow, or let's say an aunt who is an elbow in the raise, achisovi, achisime, even if she's not a mishishis, so yichud is also in the raise. The Gemara deduces it from a posik at the end of dush. How about Nido? Nido, if she's his wife, so there is a special heter, sur bashisha. But suppose she's not his wife. A pnuyo is the Issa Yichud with the pnuyo in Nido and Issa Drabonon only, or it's an Issa Deraisa. So cases in Sanhedrin says that there is no Issa Deraisa with the Nido in the Raisa. Teiro e Idolim, Sur Vashisham, da Kon Zayn Sanhedrin. The Tzduki asked Rav Kahane, Amritu, Nide Shorom Yehude Bade Gavre, Efsher, Eish Bin Eires, Veinem Vav, Eves, Omrole, Yateiro e Idolim, Sur Vashisham, Vashachinu, Kisur Vashisham, Lo Yifritzu Ben Pritzis, Pirtzis. So, Vim Teima, Teis Zed Kashe, Vo Yichu de Raisi, Kibyar Shinon, Vichilosisro, Achicho, Benimecho, Veicher Ose Kod, Yuri Kabole, Vimishre, Mai Nichsin, Be Raisi, Vishleba, Vo Yosro Teiro, Eul Keinime, Do Eavide de Mishtari, Avo Nido, Seifo Vintai, Seifo Vintai, Seifo Vintai, Umi Eichem Riboa, Afo Nido Asur Nisiach. So Teis Vez, says, certainly in the first question, that when the Torah asks Yehud, the Torah asks Yehud only with the Le'alvo. That is always awesome. But the Nido, who can become the Teres, so the Torah doesn't ask. So it's also only the Rabbon. Since it's also only the Rabbon, so there is a head to abolish the Nido because of Sugar B'Shishan. Because this says, if it's also the Raisi, how can Sugar B'Shishan be mad? I mean, it doesn't present such a kash. Anyway, so according to Teisves, first motion, the Chol HaPoches, the first motion, there is no Yisrael Yichud Yidraise Vayim. Not only Baal Vishnim, but let's say Ponu, with the Pnuyo and Nido. So there is no Yisrael Yidraise Vayim. It's only Osam Rabban. With Rabban, it's certainly Osam, even if she hadn't been a Nido. So it's Osam. But there is no Yisrael Yidraise of Yichud. Even though the Gemara deduces from the Posik Yosisho Achicho Ben Mecho that Yichud Arayes is Oser Midraise, so it's only a Nervo Loyavide de Mishtari, Avonido Sefer Mitai. And that is mentioned by many Rishim, by cases. However, the Maram, the Marsho says, the Maram and the Marsho, The Maram says, then Teisa says, Umiu heichad riboal afunido asur nisya. So the Maram says that this second portion in Teisa is chilik on the first portion. Let's say, Nido is muteres, Nido, a baal is mutal nisyachit, in Mishnah Nido, kosuka bashishan. But Pirson Nido, Kibibiras mitzvah is osach. Is that osam idraise, or that is only osam idraise? So the Maram says, according to the first motion in Teres, first motion in Teisves, so even if piercing the Nido came in as Mitzvah, the Yisrael Yichud is only Midrabo, not Midraise. Because Midraise, there is no Yisrael Yichud, because only a Nelvo do ye, let's say, like a Chesishte, or like a Chesobi for a Chesime, that is always a Sor. But Nido, not only Zasuro, there is no Yisrael Yichud. So even if Pirson Nido came to Milas Mitzvah, he still would have Yichud Milas. According to the second motion, when the Teisa says, Umi Uheche, the Riboa, Lafiu Nido, Asuro, Mis Yachay, Kilabrino, Ferkam, Nixuves, Riboa, Ui Yoshim, Milanoshim, Yishti, Yishim, Milanoshim, so it means that if it's Pirson, Yishti, Nido, came to Milas Mitzvah, so it's also Milas. I don't see any Hechach on the second motion. We could say that the second Russian thesis is not saying something other than the first Russian thesis. But because the first Russian thesis says that the Yisrael Yidin Midraiz, Yisrael Yichud Midraiz, it doesn't apply to Nido. So, Mimele, we say Surah Bashishanim, that in Midrabonon, Yichud is also Muter. So it says, however, if it's Pirson Nido, Kedem Midras Mitzvah, so then Midrabonon is Osa. Not that it's Osa Midraiz. I mean, cases could be explained that way. But the Maram says that the second Russian thesis holds that if it's Pirson Nido, Kedem Pilas Mitzvah, so the male Nide is also Yichud Yosef Reis. Naturally, if Baal Bish Nido is also Yisyachid Mishte, with Reis, if he's Pirson Mishte Nido, Kedem Pilas Mitzvah, so it is obvious that if the Knuya Nido also Yichud is also Reis, it's Rigora Then balbish the nido if she's pilso nido kaden bilasit. But there is no raya from tesis lotion that the second lotion tesis is chelik on the first lotion. Rav Yehuda says explicitly that there is no, like the first lotion tesis, that there is no isa yichud mid raise by him. Even if pilso ishte nido kaden bilas mitzvah and even not her husband. There is no Issa Yichud Mirais. Rabbi Yehuda says it differs. And from the Chiddush Aram, it's much more that way, that there is no Issa Yichud Mirais. I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the Rivosh in that Shuvah, where it discusses the Nid of Nido and the Nid of New York, so I think that from the Rivosh Loshen, it's much more that by Pnuyo in Nido, Yichud is also Mirais. So it's not like this. Certainly not like Tesis first motion. According to Maram, so it conforms to Tesis second motion. But most Rishonim have the Shita that there is no Isa Yichud Midraise by Nido, even if she is not his wife. Where the Aloche of Sukhba Shishanim doesn't apply. Why? Because it's not Dumye the Shor Arayis. The Shor Arayis is Loyavid the Mishtaye. Let's say Achisim and Achisogi, even Achisishtei, so she's only the terrorist, Lacham is a Sishtei, Masheikin and Nido, so she's with terrorists when she's the Veles, so in Mele, there is no Issa Yichud Mirais, that's the Shita of Moses Hashem. As far as I know, so the Rivosh is the only one who implies that there is an Issa Yichud Mirais by Nido Akhir. I think that the Pshat in Tesis, when Tesis says, we also tell him, Elohim Nime, the way I did it in the Mishtaya, is not as simple as that, because we learn out from the Pasuk in Sisho, only Arayas like Achisishte, Achisobit, Achisime, she is not destined to become Muter. But a Nido is destined to become Muter, so it's not Osa. I think the Pshat is much more than that. Now, we'll soon see. Alright, we'll soon see. Now, there is Aloche of Yehoi Valyaveh and Gil Arayis. So, what does it mean, Gil Arayis? So, the Sefer HaChinuch says, in the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he says, any Isha in whom Kedushin is Natifes, so that is Yehoi Valyaveh. So, it's Mashma from the Loshon of the Chinuch. That Nido, if the Anos, let's say, forced the Jew to be Goal Ishti Nido, if not, he'll kill him. So it's not Yahweh or Yahweh. It's Yahweh Bal Yahweh. Why? Even though there is an Issa Kores. So the Mechas Chinuch says that it's impossible. Because Nido, he is a Rayas, and it is Yahweh or Yahweh. The Isanido is Yahweh Yahweh, but it's a special Zerasakosuk, the Dushnis Davis. But Pashkes Aloshin of the Chinuch indicates that there is no Yahweh Yahweh on the Isanido. Why? Because Dushnis Davis. So I heard from my father that Nido, there is an Isakores, but inasmuch as Dushnis Davis and the Gemara in Tura says that the beer is not even a beer's loose. Suppose a Baal will give a clay Besnano to his wife, who is a Nido. So it's not also Nisadesna Zeke. The Gemara says it more. Why? Because it's not even Bia's loose. So, how can we say that it's a Nisarel if it's not even Bia's loose? Furthermore, Reb Lezer holds that Poru Alboa Pnuyo also Zeino, which is Asurum Kunehe, but Baal Shebo, Alish the Nido, He's not a solo ikon. Let's say the Baal is a care. So even if he's Bo, I'll reach the Nido 1,000 times, she's still not a solo. But there is a Chiyuv Kores. The answer is, in Tushni Steifes, that means she's not a Nido. But there is a Chiyuv Kores, so it's like Chilev Dam. In other words, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether the Isha is also is an elbow or she is not an elbow, the fact that Dushni is not Tefes and that the blood is a Mamza. But by Nido, Kedushin is Tefes, and the Vlad is not in Mamzer, so the Mela they chose, it's not miserable. But there is a Chiyuv Kores. So there is a Chiyuv Kores, just as there is a Chiyuv Kores for Chiller, for Tam. In other words, so it's not in Zerayis. Gil Arayis is Yoyo Yadveyim if it's an elbow. But if it's not an elbow, so then it's not an Israel, but it's a Lisa Kores. Now, from Rashi's Losh in Sanhedrin, in connection with reading, so there is a loche that if someone is reading for her elbow in Arayis, in the answer, so it's Nidu Atzir in Afi. Not Afkin Aram Rosso. Reading for her Zocher, is Nidu Atzir in Afi. And let's say, suppose someone is reading to Minami is his sister, who is an elder. So it's Nidu Atzir in Afi. He's allowed to kill him, or any observer is allowed to kill him. If he's ready, if he's pursuing after his sister, to be Minami. So it's mashmah. So Rashi emphasizes, really, v'achar elbom narayis, let's say, achar achisei, or achisobi, achisimei, not after shishish naram rosom, or achar azocher. So it's not until nafshei, because Rashi emphasizes, since dushi is natifes, and the blood is a mamzer, so maybe there is a gam, so it's not until nafshei. Rashi doesn't mean gam per se. It's, in other words, the gam is indicative of an Israelis. So Rashi emphasizes the fact that dushi is natifes, by Rebbe Fachar Naram Rosso, or Rebbe Fachar Achachitze, Achizori, Achizimei, and the blood is a mamzer. So the melee is mashma from the Russian of Rashi that if somebody will be ready achamido to be nahanis enido, it's not nitlatzel enash. Suppose someone will try to be nahanis his own wife with enido. So she is not allowed to kill him. She's not allowed to kill him because it's not. That's how it's mashma of Russian of Rashi. Again, why? Because since Dushni is safest and the blood is not Mamza, so even though it's an Isakores, so it's an Isakores like Chilud Da. It's not the Israelites. It's not the Israelites. Now, and from the Chinuch it's Mashma that way. However, from Chidushi Oroam Psochim, and the Chidushi Oroam Psochim is not the same Chavia as the Bala Chinuch. I mean, that's mentioned by everybody. So there were two Rishonim who lived in the same town. Really, the sometimes both had the name of Rabbi Aaron Halevi, but it's different mechatim. So from the chinuch in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's mashma that an isanido it's not yoy lo yavo, because it's not an isarayis, it's an isakores. But from the kiddush yoroam sochim, it's mashma that there is yoy lo yavo. So apparently there is a machlekes hashemim whether the isanido is. It involves an Israelis or just an Israelis. It's not Israelis. I think Pshat in Tesis, what Tesis says, there is no Israelis by Nidor. By Nidor. So he says, because it's not doing Israelis, he says, because it's Asido and Yisetea. So it doesn't mean because it's destiny there is a way to become with them. What it means is that it's not an elbow. Since, let's say, she is bound to the Nido. So every month, the wife is Asurani. So we don't say that every month she becomes an elbow and then the Israel is born. It's not an elbow. It's an Isakores. But it's not the fact that she is constantly Asura to him. That means that even while she's Asura, she is not an elbow. We just an Isakores. This is what Jesus means. Now, we'll soon see it in the Shach, in connection with the West Sea, in Simen Kuf Tzadikim. So, Abul Mutal Yisyachit Imo, Vichim Shebo Leopam Achaz, Sur Itakif Yitzchak. Vuhika Bo Afil Bez Bechtano, Vuhyeshit Miyodo Liyodo Shul Domo, Vuhyikashvenu Miyodo, Shemo Yiga Bipso, Vichim Al Dizrike Miyodo Liyodo Ilhet Achosn, Vuhyechal Imo Lashulchon, Elu Im Kiyeshim Shinu, Sheyiu Shom Domo Mafzik, במקור שלי, לקור שלו, לחם ויקם כאן ושאיך או כל אחד ממאפה שלי. ויהי שם מאוד יצריך, אין אפסים מקור שלו, לקור שלו, הנדפקה, כשנאיך לי מקור האחס, כשיתאו, אבו לי מאיך לי מקור האחס, כשיתאו, סגה, ביקור, עם החלס ביקור בפני עצמא, צורך להתנגע אחר, וכן דייגי. יהי שם למשור, סולי, לחם ושיורי מחל שלו, דשראי. Because one thing is established according to everybody, that he's not allowed to drink from her kos. So some say only to drink from her kos, that is more conducive to intimacy. When you drink from the same kos, but to eat from the same bowl, that's not conducive to intimacy. So it's muta. But there are rishonim who say that just as it is osa to be shaysen shiur ekei shalom, unless somebody else drank from the kos first, so it is osa to eat of her shenayim v'achil. Alright. That's according to everybody. But if the siye, the kime, by another person, by a third party, is interposed, so then it's good. Oy shehirik mikei zeh al kisachet, afu luhuz al kisavish. So in other words, even if the kime by a third party is not interposed, but if it's not the same cause, he just pours from one cup into her cup, then it's good. V'yushos aso, v'hu yin yedea, v'reitza mishti, v'kei shalo yin yitzchich ol ha'agib v'yushal yishti. V'yim v'teres, why? Doesn't have to tell him. Because the only reason as to why it's osea is because it's conducive to kill, to intimacy. So if he knows, but if he doesn't know, it's not conducive to intimacy. So she doesn't have to tell him. Rimshosas of the kings, the whole hello, Yishemim Shemuta will reach the Isabesa, the Maha Shepo, whole coin can chivo. So it's not conducive to intimacy. We Yishim Mitam Yechelis Lafi Oshoi Kufanel, Vosa Rishim Asapsu Oshim is not the Rizim, who bears the Kinsel, Kishimishim Yishemisol. So in other words, a husband with his wife while she's an eagle are not allowed to sit on his seesaw. Because that's also one of the agilim of the siyog. But many say that if a third party sits between them, so then it's not conducive to intimacy, so they're allowed to sit on the seesaw. וכן הוא יהיה לכם משתי בעי בגלחס ובסינה אחת אם הלך רק דרך תיאו כי מיוגן יצאו פרדסים וחיי יצא בזה אבל אם הלך מיוגי או ליצור חוב מותר אף על פי שהוא משתי הם לבדו ובלבד שישבו בדרך של שישבו בדרך של ליגו זה בזה ויש אני מודים איתו אפילו כל אחד בבגדי ונגין זה בזה ואפילו יש לכל אחד מצו בפני עצמו ואפילו אם שייך במיבייס מיטיס but והמיטיס נגי זו בזו is also if the mattresses even though it has say two separate mattresses but two separate beds and two separate mattresses but the mattresses touch each other so it's also ויסתכל אפילו בהקיב אומרים כמה אחוזים שבו אבל אותו מסתכל בו בקיים סעד פורים אף על פי שננת בריוס רואו לו שתייחד לו קודם ממני דוסו כדי שנים צריך לטום לי שנידו ביקי שהתאו לו נזכה שבני דוסו אלא כשהוא נזגון על ביילו קום לו אחרי שיש לו ביילו נידה יסר לחוץ ומזיקה קייס אסור ומזיקה קייס מפונו ולהניח עם מפונו על השולחון אלא אם כן תעצה שום מקף יש לנכן על השולחון ביד צמאי או איתם לכן על הקר או להכסס אפילו יד ימידו אסור להציע מטוסי מפונו בידיו כפריס הסטינים והמתמיך זה שהוא דרך חיבו אבל הצור עשה קורא מהחסוס שהוא תרח ומדרך חיבו שורת ושורי לפון הבק ומותר אף הוא ידיע שמצא הסיסו אסור הוא מציק לי מים לרצפון הביון ורעגו ואפילו נגז בין ואפילו עם מים צנינים כי שם שאסור הוא מציק לי כך הוא עושה מציק לו ולא יעיד אף הוא לשליח לו כשל יין עושה לא יש לי כשל פרוחר לא יש לי כיס אחר אם הוא מיוחד לו בוד אבל אם שי סיבי מייזקוס וסייסייה בסחייה לסלם בו But if others drink from the cause, so it's muter. And it's mashma that if he pours off into another cause, it's also muter. Without others drinking from the cause. It's only osea if he sends the same cause and doesn't pour it off into another cause. So then it's more conducive to this. Kol hila achot yisorach lahachid bein min duso bein min yibuno shein kol nimi svir oso bein chilub buchameywe bein reyemam eshlemi tzizkesen bein yishem rin. Now, this is a little strange. So, the same Chaber, the Rabo, in the Dark Meshe, he mentions that in the name of the Rabio, he says, and here, he was Chazer. And he is saying, in Dark Meshe, he writes, it's Das Yochi, but he says, But then he concludes v'yeshlach. But it's not as strict as he is in Dakim Eishe. In Dakim Eishe, he mentions it as a shita tchiyo, as a das yochi, and but here he says v'chinei v'hokil b'ze v'yeshlach. But he doesn't mention it. He's not matchei say b'shtei yadayim. In Dakim Eishe, the Rambo is matchei say. Is matcha that shita b'shtei yadayim, he said that she's in a tchiyo. But anyway, even according to Rav Yo, so when he says Deim Lahachne b'meilibuno, he doesn't mean b'meilibuno after she counted 7 days in minus, because that distinction is not shayach today, because it was only shayach bizman chazal when they were zoyer tares, so they had to tefillas. So after she was tefillas, after she counted 7 days of nidus, so she was teirah midraise and only the rabbanon. So the mainly it was shayach to be meikil after the first tefillah, after the zayin nidus. But now there are no two tefillahs, so she is in need of more. So when the Rav Yo is machmir here, he doesn't spell it out, but there he does mention it in the Akedeshim. The Rav Yo is only meikil on the seventh day, even though she's in need of more midraise because there are no two tefillahs today. But since it's the other lit male, so male we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear lest Chas v'Sholem it will be conducive to intimacy, because they know that she can be mutaris the same night, she can be mutaris to him after tefillah. Mashiach King, let's say on the sixth day of the Zion King, then even Rav Yo is not. But anyway, I mean that shite is not to be relied upon, and in the Ramo here he says v'yesh lahachmir, he is not so adamant as he is in the Akedeshe, because there was a minhag lahachmir, but today there is no such minhag, so it's not shayach to say to rely on the chief. Yimu chayle v'yim b'shish yamshem su'oso muteres l'shamshem rak shetizoya b'yeser shetuchal l'izoya ma'achotza spoda v'yoda v'ragbo v'yatzoa samikto b'yifono. So that he mentions that in Chuvas HaRosh. So that is mentioned, that Chuvas HaRosh is mentioned in connection with the case where he is sick, and she wants to be Mishamashi. So he says, Muteres Lishamashi, Rakshit Zoya Vyesea, Sheki Tuchal Yizoya Machot Espona Pyodem Ragua Batsoya Samita Vipona. But like this, she's allowed to touch it. Then, suppose it's the other case, situation. She is sick, not him. Yisho chile b'minino. Also, mibayu ligabo. Kini lishamsho. Kini likimo lashkivo lisamcho. So, yeshem rin din lay. Yimeinlo, mishe lishamsheno, muta b'cho. V'chein neyagim mitzricho habo itach. Now, of course, when the Mechaba says, imu chile, he doesn't mean chile sheyeh b'sakot. Im Chayim Hashem Bezakon. When the Mechaba says in Sifte Zayin, Yisho Chaylo, V'hi Nido, also in Bailo Liga Boch, Nisham Shal Akim Vashkivu Vasomcho, he doesn't mean Chayim Hashem Bezakon, but he means Chayim Hashem Bezakon. So the Ramo is Matir, even in the case of Chayim Hashem Bezakon, Im Eimo Mishi Nisham Shemno, is Muta, Bicho, V'chayim Liyagim Mitzricho Har Likach. So even if the woman is a Chayim Hashem Bezakon, so there is no Hetar Pikach Nefesh, it's still Muta. It's still mutar for the husband to touch her, to raise her, and to put her down. I mean, why is it mutar now if she's a chilul shem b'sakon? How is the Ramo matir? After all, according to the Rambam, so kiruv bosom, chibuk v'mishuk is osa midraise. The answer is, as the Shach points out, when is it osa midraise? Only if it's derech taive. But here he doesn't do it to her machmas taive. He does it in order to attend to her, to help her out in her sickness. So it's not the Rechtaide. So then it certainly doesn't involve Nisa Raise, but only Nisa Rabbonon. And in another woman, even Nisha Shin, she isn't in Mosa Mid Rabbonon. But by Baal Bishli Mido, there is an extra Siog. So since it's only Osa Mid Rabbonon by Baal Bishli Mido, so according to the Ramo, there's the Mordechai Shite, the Chachomim did not apply the Nisa in case of sickness, even if she is a Chelo. Even if she is a chaylo or she is a kon. And it's not dafke in case of sickness. Let's say, suppose, I had a child. Suppose that the woman had an accident, let's say, months ago, and now she's able to walk, but somebody has to support her. If somebody will not hold on to her, so she might fall. So it's the same matter. In other words, since it's not the time, so there is no shayla when it's a rice, but and it's only shayla when it's a rabbanon, and by another man, not a husband. So it wouldn't even be also the rabbanon. How is a doctor allowed to examine a woman and a shishish? Because it's not the rechtaive. So in Melee, it's not igmosa mid rabbanon. And we are not cheshish for hero, because umen be invidititori. That's the gemore in Avilizore. But Baal Bishtenido is not allowed to examine his wife. He's not allowed to examine, because of his special issue, the rabbanon. So the rabbo is matir if there is no other person to be mishamisha. So it's not dafke because she is sick and she's in bed. What difference does it make whether she's sick in bed or she's so weak that she can't walk in the street unsupported? So the husband has to hold on to her. So it's also with her according to the Ramo. According to the Chaver, so since she has an alternative to stay home and not walk, so the Melee, he will not be allowed to support her. Another man is allowed to hold on to her, but not the husband. So the Ramo is matter in the case of Isha Chilo Binino. But the Mechaber is not matter. Even though in Sifte's world, even the Mechaber is matter. So what's the difference between the case of Huchele and Hichelo? So the Shach explains it. In other words, of course, it's an Issa Rabbanon in either case. In the case of Ishochelo, so it's just in the case where she's in Ishochelo, it doesn't involve Issa Raisin. And in the case Huchele, it doesn't involve Issa Raisin. But the Rabbanon is more homo in the case where she is sick and the husband is not sick, so then it's more conducive to her to interest because he's not sick. And in the case where he's sick and she's not sick, so then it's mutarim according to Muhammad. Why? So the post say that we trust the woman much more than we trust the man. In other words. In other words, in the case where he's sick, so he's too weak to be Yitzchak. He's too weak. And the woman, she's strong, she's in good health, but we trust her more than we trust the man. Mashenkin, in the case where she is sick and the man is in good health, so him we don't trust as much as we trust the woman. So that's why the Mechaber passes that in the case where she is sick and he is in good health, even though he doesn't involve and Isa the Raise, only Isa Rabbanon, still the Isa applies. And according to Rabbo, the Isa doesn't. In Bailo Reve, also with Mashish Lo Haderek. In Bailo Reve, and she is sick. So, it's also with Mashish Lo Haderek. In other words, if he's, let's say, if she is sick. So, in Bailo Reve, also with Mashish Lo Haderek. So in other words, she is sick, and the Bailo is not sick. So then the Mechaber says, also Mashva Adepek, because it was about physical character, Nikiye. Even though it's not the Rechtaive, but the Rabbonu Mabaro Bishni Mido is Osea, even though it's not the Rechtaive, so Nikiye is Osea. So even though she is sick, it's still Osea. Mashayin came in the case where he is sick, and she is a doctor. Oh, she wants to take the pulse. She doesn't have to be a doctor. I mean, a layman could also feel the pulse. So then it's mutter, because then it's like the aloha mentioned in Sifte's law. So when the Mechaber says in Bailo Reve also mashma adepek, so it doesn't say whether the she is chilish besakone or chilish she yesh besakone. It says that. So Rufu it is reference to the case where she is a chilashem b'sakonim. Mashenke, if she is a chilashem b'sakonim, then that is under Rabbonon. Could not be homo, more homo than Yisrael Reises, because nefesh is there. That's what we should say. Uvimash v'safti v'miyakim heta, So he says, he's allowed to touch her and to raise her and to put her down. That involves much more physical contact than taking the hand to feel the pulse. So it goes without saying that he's allowed to take a pulse. So the question, why does he say v'yisakon v'chelyo? After all, in Siv, Tezayin, the Rabbo was Mati. Even in case of the chayyo, shein v'sakono, it's the chayyo dimash mishlo. So it goes without saying that, smash that in the head of the chayyo dimash mishlo. So then of course it's muta. It goes without saying that it's muta. So it's muta, even if she's a chayyo shein v'sakono. But according to the psak of the Ramo, but the psak of the Machader, so it's also a little woman is a chayyo shein v'sakono. But koshki the muta l'mashu adefek in the rei v'achre or tzichayyo in the sakono v'chayyo, so then it will be muta even according to the Machader. That's how we explain it. But she ain't gonna come to the Ramo's psak, so it's muta even if she's a chayyo shein v'sakono. When the Ramo says in the sakono v'chayyo, so he wants to imply, in that case, it's needless to mention that it's good according to everybody, even according to the Machabas. Masha'inkin according to Amos Tzad, it's good to have even if it's according to the Machabas. I mean, it follows, that follows. Because the Amos says in Sifte Zayin that he's allowed to be making her and to soak her, and even though there's physical contact for such a long time, he has to raise her, put her down, I mean, many times in the day. So even that kind of physical contact is muta v'chayyo shein v'sakono. Allah has come with the relatively lesser physical contact that is involved in just taking the pulse for a moment. So that is certainly muta. But why does he say, v'chayyo shein v'sakono v'chayyo? So he means, in that case, even according to Machabas, but in the case where there is no sakon v'chayyo, so according to Machaber it's also, but according to the Ramo, it's muta even that. Why is the Chaim says the Chet, in muta l'izo, we call it in Sakhev Yisrael. So I just want to go over one shach. No, I intended to cover Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, all right. So Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav will have to finish on Friday, and then Simen Samach Tes Miche will start next month. All right, now, Umiyu and Machil and Yisukov. The Shach Sipho. New Machil and Yisukov, the Isham Reiki, Mashmach Tzas, the Dibra Chuba Kambam, the Shor and the Dibra Chet. El Dibra Shlema, it is a quote from the Shios. El Dibra Shlema, the Tanyos, the Sphero of the Dibra Sido, Eil Yelon is Rabono. Adol HaRambam, the Dibra Selva, Asur Nadele, Hoche, Ava Kush Yish Tuka Chet, Efshar Beoseh, Mishmat Yisrael, Yil HaRayich, Yitzor Chiyut, Ad Kamo Yishim Yisrael. So this Yosef says that the Ramban is mashma, that even though the Ramban is one of the Rishonim, who say, not like the Mordechai, the Ramban passes like the Mordechai, that in Bailo Rishonim, so Yitam Shabbos Ladefet, even though she's a Rishonim Zachar, because the Chachomim did not apply that to the Rabbanon. This is Rabbanon in case of Yitzhira, where the woman is a Chilashem Yisakona. Mashem Ked Rambam, he has the Shite, that if she is sick, and she is a Chilashem Yisakona, then the husband is not allowed to take a pulse. Even though it's obvious of Rabbanon, but Chachomim applied that to Rabbanon, even in the situation of a Chilashem Yisakona. So that's the Rambam Shite. Like the Pesach of the Mechata Paschus like the Ramban, not like the Mordechai Shite, but the Ramban Paschus like the Mordechai. So the Ramban says, but if she's a Chilashim Yisakone, then it is Mutter. So Yosef says, perhaps it's only the Ramban Mishitosa, who says that Kirub Bosom is only in Israel Rabbono. So we may be mocking to Klach Nefesh, of course it's Mutter. Mashein, can you call the Ramban, that Kirub Bosom is Midraise, perhaps he will be mocking to Kirub Shiyed Yisakone. It's also because it's a Israel Gilarayas. And the Arishim will say that not only it's Yoy Vayave and Arayas itself, but even on the Israel Gilarayas. That's what the Yosef says. Now, so the Yosef says it's only. Why? Because it's very stubborn that even according to the Rambam, that Kiruboso is also a Midraise, but there is no din of Yoy Vayave on them. Oh, here there is no Israelites anyway, because it's not Derech Taibe. So that's why the Bes Yosef says Sofi. So Bes Yosef and Sofi in connection with Shkiz Rabban. But in connection with Shkiz Rabban is definitely Mutter. So that's why the Ruch HaShulchan explained, so the Rambam says that even those who are Paschal are the Mechaber, but in case of Chilash Yer Besakone, then it's Mutter. Even though the Bes Yosef had the Sofi, but the maskone of the Bes Yosef is that it's muta living according to the Zerab. Now, so, v'chei kos vater azo, v'inir, divad ayat la Rambam la kinsa v'raise, elu kishayisi kim derech taile v'chei vesbir, mashin kim hocher, v'chei namin et poshut shereif in Yisrael, in ima shishma derech shal isho, afir shishi shal yis chobin, afo pishin yishreif machir in yis chobin, v'chei yisim shomin in yishmushim al pidarat ya opuo, ala adu la poshut kum shikosafti, v'ze nira da asara, v'niu v'sim in kuknezai, mashin yitvo, ki Rambam kum shikosafti shom, v'sim kot yud, v'kan hito mishishadevet, v'men shizrai, the Rambam passes the same Kuknezayim, like the Rambam, that Chidu Benishim Derech Taibe Narayes is a Nisad Raise and there is Malkes, and still he passes that it's Mutter, Mishim Derech Adevet, even Bachir Shem Yisakon. So why shouldn't we say Ab Israel? The answer is, it's not Ab Israel the Arayes, even according to the Rambam, it's only when it's going Derech Taibe, but here it's not going Derech Taibe. If we come looking at Yisakon, so Baal Mashda Rikish, we know if it's a Rambam. So, now, the question is, why does the Bes Yosef have something? Is it possible that the Bes Yosef held that according to the Rambam, so Mechabit Menashe Kibi Maderech Taibo is also the right thing? That's impossible. So why is a father allowed to kiss his daughter? Why is a mother allowed to kiss her son? Because it's not Derech Taibo. So there is no Yisrael Raise. But as far as Yisrael Rabbanon is concerned, so there's a difference between a mother and a son and some other person. But it certainly does not involve Yisrael Raise. So I think the pshat in the Yosef is as follows. Now, there can be a meaning of a Yisrael Daraya Sidmi Rabba. Because the Gemara says, Maise Bar Mechot Shinos Anelino, Yishachas Yom Loretim Yom Yifuah, Ashet Tavdu Yom Mahumo, Ashet Tzapar Yom Achir Agedah. So, what do you mean Achir Agedah, what kind of Yisrael is? Because it was Derech Taibin. So even Dibur, Derech Taibin. So he's awesome. So, the Chachomim said, Yom Yom. So the Gemara says, Bishlim Mandom HaRishishi Shapir. So why Shapir? But that is only Osam Rabbanon. So it's a Raya from that Gemara, according to certain Rishenim. So there is a Locha of Israel the Arayas, even when it's of Israel the Arayas with the Rabbanon. There is still, because Yesh Kiya Beat Chachomim Makadom of Natir of Yishev Al-Taisi. So even though with the Raya it's not Osam, but with the Rabbanon it's Osam, so the Chachomim have a Keyach. to be misakin that he has to be misanefesh himself. After all, when he's misanefesh himself, so he's the Shem Al-Taisi. So Yishtiya Met Chachon Lachadom Lapir B'Shem Al-Taisi. So Yis Yosef said as follows. According to the Rambam, the Tchibu B'Nishu, even the Rechtayim, is not Osami D'Raisi, but Osami D'Rabonon. So Meile Chibu B'Nishu is not of Israel D'Rais. Masha'im came according to the Rambam. The Tchibu B'Nishu, the Rechtayim is Osami D'Raisi. So Meile, by Baal B'Nishu Nido, where it's Osam. Because it's conducive to Argo Lobo. So maybe it could be considered that Israel Arayas. But according to the Ramban, it couldn't be considered that Israel Arayas in Midrabon. But according to the Ramban, that Chibur B'Nishuk, physical contact in an erratic way, is also Midrabon. So maybe even not in an erratic way, not a Rechtaive, could be considered that Israel Arayas in Midrabon. Not that it's also the Raisa Shomer Derech Taive. That the Bais Yosef knew that the Rambam couldn't say. So the Bais Yosef had his Sofik, a Polish in the Rambam, but the Ramor means, if Yesh HaKonot B'Cholin also then, even according to Bais Yosef, she takes Mutter. And he says in parentheses, Kar Dikne Ka Bais Yosef in Rosh Rambam is in the Kofosan. All right, I'm sorry, we can't finish it. I thought that I would be able to start the shiur today at 9:30, but I had telephone calls. So we'll finish with a slides on Friday, and one day we'll start seeing some of this.
Shir Ayin Ches Nida Yoredeya Vav Kislev Heitov Shemim Gimel November 22nd, 1982 on Monday.
Shivas Yomim Shazova Shifares Mascheles Mimochas Yeim Shepisekes Bey Vikach Mishpoto Im Tire Shnei Yomim Mishlei Shou Poskol Yireis Bidekes b'yeim sheposko, kidei sheftifsik b'tar. Now, the b'dika of epsiktare is not something, now I'm discussing it now on the Raisa level. It was because midrabonon, so all nidis today have a din of his obedil. But on the Raisa level. So, as far as the b'dikes of Zayin Nikim is concerned, that's peculiar to Zovin. Because there is aloha of Isofro. But neither there is no aloha, on the contrary, neither midraise she can count the unclean days too. I mean, so in other words, if the initial flow takes place on Sunday, even she keeps on flowing blood, I mean, all the time, every day, and so if Shabbos it subsides, she makes a bdike of epsektare Shabbos afternoon before shkia. So then, she can be tevales mitzvah Shabbos and she mitzvahs lebal. But suppose she doesn't make a bdike of efzektare. So then she is becheskas reya. So the bdike of efzektare is not peculiar to Zoba. The bdikes of the Zayin Nikim are peculiar to Zoba. Mashiachin the bdike of efzektare, that is to determine that the flow stopped. So even a nido has to make a bdike of epsektar. So she was yomim shazovos tziferes mascheles mimochas yem shepisekes bei v'kach mishpot im tire shne yomim uishlei shou posko lireis bidekes b'yem sheposko. So in other words, so the halacha is that she has to make a bdike on the day when it subsides kidei shetifseik bitar. So she has to determine that the flow subsided. Because of Rashbo, Botko Atzmo Shachris, Umotso Teiro, Aval Pisho, Botko Binash Moshes, Harizu Becheskas Teiro. So suppose, of course, Lechatchile, she has to make the Dike Somuch Tishki, within half an hour. of Shtir. But the Eved, even if she made the Bdike of Efsek Taref in early in the morning, so it's also right. Bot Klatz Meshachi, so Motza Teho, Aval Pisha with Bot Kabinash Moshes, Harezu Becheskas Teho. Roa so Yinecho Bilvat, Uposko, suppose she just saw down one day, Uposko, Ubotko Atzmo, Umotza Teho, Harezu Becheskas Teho. Now, this, my impression is that we went over this Gemara Daf Samaches in the summer. I'm not 100% sure, but that's my impression. But anyway, this is a very important Indeh. Daf Samaches, the mission. Daf Samaches on the Dalet, in Indeh. Nido Shebotko Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris, Umotzo Teo, Ubin Ashmoshes Loi Friso. So suppose, now here the Mishnah doesn't talk Davke. Of Izovo, even Nido. So, if she was Bidekes Atzmo, on the seventh day, as of the initiation of the flow, in the morning, and she found Teiro, Ubin Ashmoshes, Loif, Izovin Ashmoshes doesn't mean, usually Ibn Ashmoshes means between Shki and Tzitzek Chovin. But here, it doesn't mean between Shki and Tzitzek Chovin, because if it's one split second, after Shkia, so then that Dike doesn't accomplish anything. So Binashmoshes means some of the Binashmoshes. Some of the Binashmoshes. Whether it means half an hour Samuch, or it means from Minchektano, or it means from Minchekdeiro, so there are three Shittes. But, so, this is what Binashmoshes means. So there are three Shittes. One Shitte is the Binashmoshes, that's the biggest Chumre, that it means half an hour Samuch to Shkia. And within half an hour, some Rishkir. And another shita is that it means the Bes Yosef in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov. So he says that it means Min Choktan, Teisha Shoyi Semechto. Let's say if it's an equinox day, so it'll be at 3:30. So at 3:30, so that's the meaning of Binash Moshes in the equinox day. And then the Berek Abayis, the Ro in Berek Abayis says that it means Michal Deiro. So again, in the next day at 12:30. At 12:30. So that's Rishikas. But it certainly doesn't mean Minash Moshes after Shkia, because then the decay is of no effect, is of no significance. So Nido Shebot Ka'atzmo Yim Shni Shachis U'motza Teiro U'binash Moshes before Shkia Lo Yifriso. She didn't make him decay. U'lacha Yomim Botko U'motza Tmeo Harei Bicheskas Teiro. So if she made the bdike in the morning, the seventh day. So, according to Nekame, only if she made the bdike in the morning, the seventh day. Because when a woman has a menstrual flow, so then, ordinarily, it continues for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, sometimes even 7 days. More than 7 days, that's below yisnidoso, that's abnormal, that's pathological. But 7 days is not pathological, is normal. But that's the maximum that a menstrual flow can be mamshich. So Mimele Tanekame holds that when is a bdike in the morning or light, if the bdike in the morning took place on the seventh day. So usually by the seventh day it subsides. So if she made the bdike on the seventh day, even if she made the bdike early in the morning, so the event it's okay. It's okay. But suppose she made the bdike on the sixth day of the initiation of the flow in the morning, and then she didn't make any other bdikes, so then according to Nekame, we cannot be sure that she didn't see any dam. Because since it's a sixth day, and many women, so they have a flow for 7 days, not just for 6 days. So Mimele, the fact that she made the bdike in the morning on the sixth day doesn't show. So Nido Shebot Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris U'motza Teiro U'bin Ashmoshes Lo Yifriso U'lacha Yomim Botko U'motza Tmeo Harei Becheskas Teiro. Harei Becheskas Teiro. Botko Atzmo Yim Shvi Shachris U'motza Tmeo U'bin Ashmoshes Lo Yifriso U'lacha Zman Botko U'motza Teiro Harei Becheskas Tmeo. Misofik. In other words, because since on the seventh day in the morning she was bedecking herself and she found herself unclean, And then she didn't make Somoch Tushkiye, another Bdike. And then, let's say, on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, she made the Bdike and found herself clean. So I mean, and on the contrary, and she found herself unclean on the seventh day in the morning, she found herself unclean, and then on the eighth or on the ninth and the tenth and the 11th, she found herself clean. So we do not say, in view of the fact that she found herself clean on the eighth and the ninth, so that means that upon the termination of the 7 days, she was also clean. Now she's clean. No, we can say, we have to anticipate the possibility that only now she became clean, on the ninth day, on the tenth day, when she will be Dekes, but until the tenth day, so she was still unclean. On the seventh day, she was unclean. So, it means misok. Not cheskas meyo b'tiras vaday, but pisa resopik. Umitama meisleis, that has reference, that relates to the ratio of the Mishneh, where it says, nido shebot ka'atzmo yimshli ishachis um motzot teiro, ubinashmoshes lo yifritzo lachayom botko um motzot meyo, harei b'cheskas teiro, and she is muteres libailo, so that's libailo she is muteres. So libailo, the chachomim were not machmiya, mashayinke ligabi tayres, so then we pask that she is mitame meisleis. Mitame meisleis. So Tamis Laysum Kidda Vim Yeshva Beset is Dayoshaito. So then it all has reference to the Rashi. So then she is not Mitame Meisleis. If she saw Dam Lachazman and it was in the Yema Beset. So the Tanakamishita. Tanakamishita is that a Bdike Shachris is only effective on the seventh day. Because women don't have a flow for more than 7 days usually. So Mele, if she made a decay in the morning, Bishachris on the seventh day, so it's all right. Masheinkei, if it is the decay that she made was not on the seventh day, on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, and then she found herself clean, and then on the eighth day or on the ninth day, so she found herself unclean. So then we are chesh. Maybe immediately after the bdike on the sixth day, she had a discharge of dam. Voraye, now on the eighth day, on the ninth day, she is again unclean. That's according to Tanakame. So according to Tanakame, in order that the bdike should be effective in the morning, only on the seventh day, but not on the sixth day. Rabbi Yudei is more machmir. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda says, culturally ifriso bitaro min amincha ulemailo. That's why the Ross says that it means from 12:30 on. But that in other words, binashmoshes lo ifriso means from Mincha Deiro, because the Lashon in Rabbi Yehuda is Koshul Yifriso B'Tayro Min HaMincha Olemayim. Alright. So, Hareizu B'Cheskas Neiro. So Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmir. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that even on the seventh day, a B'dike is not effective in the morning, but it has to be Min HaMincha Olemayim. Whether it means Min HaMincha Olemayim Mincha Deiro or it means Mincha Kano, alright, there's a machlekes. But in the morning, it's not effective. So he is the biggest machmir. Then the Chachomim, the Rabbonim Basroi. So they are even more meikir than Tanakam. The Chachomim Emri, Afil Bishnayim Limidoso, Botko Umotzo Teiro. Not only on the seventh day, Ebdi Devet, Ebdi in the morning is effective, but even on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, on the third day, even on the second day, so Ebdi Ke. The Evet, Ibdik in the morning is effective. So now it's the 3 days. The biggest machmer is Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ibdik in the morning, even on the seventh day, is not effective. And according to Tanakame, on the seventh day, it is effective. But on the sixth day, it's not effective. According to Rabbon Chachomim Basroye, Rabbon Basroye in the Mishneh, so even on the second day, the Evet, it is effective in the morning. So, afilu b'shnayim le'nidosom, botko u'motzes oteiro, u'b'nashmoshes lo yikhniso, u'l'acha zman, botko u'motzet meyo, hareizu b'cheskas teiro. Now, so, the Chachomim Basroye, now we pask like Chachomim Basroye. Chachom pask Basroye. Except the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis, he pasks like Rebbe because he holds the Chachomim Basroye anatrilik and Rebbe will soon see. So, now Rebbe in the Braise, Daf Samaches on the base before the next Mishneh, so he says, Rebbe says, that even Bim Rishe is effective, in other words. So, according to most Rishonim, the Rashbo, and the Rambam, so there is a machleket between the Chachomim Basroye and Rebbe, because the Chachomim Basroye say afilu bishnayim linidoso, thus implying only the second day linidoso, but the first day. So then the Chachomim Basroye admit that the bdik in the morning is not effective. Mashenik in Rebbe, he says in so many words, in Omid Beis, that even the first day is effective. So it's effective. But the Rashbo says that when the Chachomim say afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso, it's lav davke shnayim l'nidoso. It's type like so. But usually, on the first day, so she will not, most of the time, she will not find herself clean. So that's why he says afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso. But if she did make a bdike, let's say she head down early in the morning at 6 o'clock, she had a flow of dam, and then she made the bdike at 7 o'clock, and she was clean. So then the Chachomim Basroye agree with Rebbe that there it's effective. That's the Rashbo. But the other Rishonim say the Chachomim Basroye are only matir the Eved b'shnayim l'nidoso, but the first day not. Then there is another machlekes Rishonim. When, let's say, according to Chachomim Basroye, so they say, except according to the Shitas Rashbo, but all the other Rishonim. So the Chachomim Basroye say, if the bdike is made in the morning, in the second day of the flow, of the initiation of the flow, so then the bdike is effective. But on the first day, not. So what does it mean, the first day, the second day? So Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nide, Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nide. The fifth line from the end of the Omed in Rashi, Nun Gimel Omed Aleph. I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, but that the expression is Alme Mishero Aso Have Kol Ayin Becheskas Chizeres V'Rei Admar Ayin. So according to Rashi, when Rabbanan Basroi in the Mishnah distinguish between the second day and the first day, so it doesn't mean Dafke the first day is Chomor. The second day, and even the seventh day, if she already had the Rias Dam that day, so Memele, it's considered like the first day. When we say the first day, it means the first day she certainly had the Rias Dam, otherwise she wouldn't be in Nido. So it means, but suppose she had the Rias Dam, the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then she had the Rias Dam on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then at 6:30 she made the bdike and she was clean. Since at 6 o'clock she already had the Rias Dam, so it's considered like the first day. This is what Rashi emphasizes, Daf Nun Gimel. In other words, and when the Rabbanan Basroye is saying the Mishneh, Afilu b'shnayim l'nidoso botko motzeteiro, so that means she had a flow on Sunday, and then she made a bdike at 6 o'clock Monday, a Monday, or at 7 o'clock, or at 8 o'clock, or at 9 o'clock, and she found herself clean. And she didn't find any dam on Monday. She doesn't know of any, she's not aware. So then we say that since there was no previous rie on the same day of dam, and so we don't have to anticipate, maybe half an hour before she made the bdike and found herself clean, maybe she had it in Shazatah, because we didn't see it. So in Mele, the is effective there. But suppose the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then on Monday morning she again saw down. But then half an hour later she made another bdike, and it was clean. So since she already had a flow that same day, so it's considered like imrishe, even the seventh day. Suppose the initial flow started on Sunday, and then on Shabbos at 6 o'clock in the morning she had the discharge of dam. Then half an hour later at 6:30 she made the bdike and found herself clean. So then the Rabbanan Basroi will say that the bdike is not effective. So yimrishin doesn't mean yimrishin dafke. Yimrishin means because yimrishin always has a riyah, otherwise it would be called yimrishin. So any day on which she had the riyah's dam. She had the riyas down, so the mele it will be considered as yimrishin, even though half an hour later she makes a bdike and she finds it clean. So it's considered yimrishin, and the bdike is not effective. That's the shita of Rashi Daf Nun Gimel, and that's the shita of Teisves Daf Samaches. However, the Ramban in Perik Veis of Hilchas Nideh. So I mean it. I want to finish Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov, so we cannot go over inside. But the Ramban is chilek on Rashi and on Teisve, on Rashi Shite Daf Nun Gimel and Teisve Shite Daf Samaches. And the Ramban says that Rabbonim Basroye, when they say, Afil Bishnayim Lindoso, so it means they only exclude Yemrishim. Masheim Kein, Yemshevi, even if she had a previous riyah on the same day, so it's still not considered yimrishin. That's the Rambam. Now the Sidre Tare says, I mean, we cannot go over inside, but his midayik, he says that this is told in the two lishenes in Teisves, that non gimel, that gimel medalev, dibur hamasru mayu nido shel yifriso. So the first lashon in Teisves is like the Rambam. And the second lashon Teisves is like Rashi and like Teisves Daf Samaches. Anyway, so we have a machlekes Rishenim. Now we pass like Rabbanan Basroi. And the question is, so that means Bim Sheni Limidoso, so the bdik is effective in the morning. But the question is, what does Yim Sheni? But Yim Rishen not. So what does Yim Rishen mean? So according to Rashi and to Teisves Daf Samaches, so Yimrishin doesn't mean Dafke Yimrishin. Yimrishin means any day on which there was a discharge of Daf. So even though later on, say she makes a dik and finds it clean, so we are still Cheshis. Since the same day she had a real Daf, so the fact that later on she was clean doesn't prove that it subsided. Maybe later in the day she again had another discharge of dam since the same day. So even the seventh day, if she had one riyas dam on the seventh day and then she made a bdike and found it clean, so it's not effective according to Rashi and Teisves Daf Samaches. According to the Ramban and the first lashon in Teisves Daf Nun Gimel in Ide, so it's dafke the first day not, but the seventh day, even if she had one riyas of dam. So then, after that, she makes it bdike and finds herself clean in the morning. So it proves that it already subsided. Now then, there is the Gemara in the Braise, Daf Samaches Amud Beis, after the two dots, after the third two dots, Rav Yudah Eimer, Tanya Omru Leil Rav Yudah, Yomori Yodeh Omu Nachiz Bineo, Kol Bina Shmoshes, Yofat Eimer, Achshov, Eimer, Misirik Yodeh Oro Aso, Mal Yifriso Bitaro Bizayim Min Amichol Mailo, Mal Yifriso Bitaro Berishei, Berishei Mi Yikamandomar, Eim, there is a mandoma who says that even berishe, a bdik in the morning is effective. Who is that mandoma rebbe? Vatanya bin Echusi. Omar rebbe. Shaltes rabbi yisim rabbi shimen kishon maochim bederech. Nido shabot ka'atzmo yim zayin shachris. Umotza teo. Ubin ashmoshes lo yifriso. Ulachar ayom im botko umotza tmeyo mal. Omru le arizu b'chetzkestar. So then he asked them. Chamishi, rivi, shlishi, sheni, mai. Omru le loishne. Berishe lo yishalt. He didn't test. What if she makes a bdik in the morning on the first day? Vitoyisi shalo ishalti. Oto kule lav v'chazkas tumi kaime. V'chim di posak posak. Rishiname kim di posak posak. U mikore maizova hoyu v'hurzak mayim posak. So Rebbe Shita is, he says, too easy. Rebbe Shita is that just as Bisheni, a Bdike is effective, so in the morning, so Berishan also. Berishan also. Now, so all the Rishenim except for the Rajbo say that's Rebbe Shita. But the Rabbonim Basroye hold, no, Berishan not, it's not effective. And we don't pass like Rebbe. Halachic Rebbe Mechaber, Eloi Mechaber. But the Rajbo in Teres Abayi says that it is. The Rajbo mentions both days, and then his own Shite is that the Rabbonim Basroye agree with Rebbe Shite. And when the Rabbonim Basroye is saying the Mishneh, Afilu Bishnayim, it's loved up Afilu Bishnayim. But even Barishim. Even Barishim. All right. Shivas yomim shazov asiferes maschelis and lochasim shivsekel bein vikach mishpoto im tira shne yom mishlei shu posko vive videkel bein sheposko kini shetivzik vitare because of Rashbo botko atzmo shachris umotzoteiro aval pishole botko min ashmo shesariz vcheskasteiro roasu yibechot bilvad uposko the first day ובודקה עצמו ומוצותירו הרי זו בחזקה סתירו דז דרשבו סאון שיטה because you pass like Rebbe. Why do you pass like Rebbe? Because the Rabbonim Basroya not really can Rebbe. So naturally we pass like that. Then the Rashbo says, V'yeish yomachmirim bozem misofik hoyu mayon ha-posuach. In other words, that's the other shite, which is the shite of most Rashen. So but the Rashbo himself mentions that shite, that it's only Rebbe who is making live me in Rishen. But the Rabbonim Basroya are only making b'yem sheni, but b'yem rishay not. Now, so what if it's yem sheni or yem shlishi, yem revi, yem chamishi, yem shishi, yem shvi? But you already had the riyah that day before. Whether it's considered like yem rishay. So on that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, and so the two so far doesn't discuss it. Umilishloshei. Adini of your Rosal Yire, Shetriho, Shetipsik, Bitare, Binashmosis, Shekosa Vizelishen, Viacha, Shiipsik Adam, Tibdik Atsmo, Yofi Yofi, Ubdikazu, Tia Binashmosis, Biyem, Binashmosis means before Binashmosis, before Shi, Biyem, Vichatrile, Biyem, Shetipsik, Benimiris, Vitilbeish, Haluk, Haluk Abodobo, Shein Bikese, Umiyamochos, Tasri, Lispi, Shivoniki. Loi botko atzmo b'yeim sheposko milireis ubotko le'acha gimul le'dalit yomim. In other words, she didn't make a bdika of eftektare umotzoteiro hareize b'cheskas meyo, because the bdika of eftektare is the most important bdika, because this bdika determines that the flow subsided. So, but until she makes that bdika, so she has a cheskas mayim posuach. So Ariz Bechetzkes Meyo, Ache Posko Bitar, Shaleilo Meini Siferes Ache Tivdik. So there cannot be any Zayniki without a Bdike of Eftektar. It doesn't make sense. The only situation where we have a count of Zayniki, according to many Rishenim, without a Bdike of Eftektar, is Ori Edam Achmas Chimut. So they are, on the contrary, most Rishenim say that Bdikas of the Zayinikim she is required to make, and Bdikas of Epsektar not. Why? Because Damach Maschimut, so is a mild flow, even if it happens. It's a mild flow, and she has a discharge once, and then it stops. So Mamela, there is no purpose in making a Bdikas of Epsektar. Mashainkin, if it's not a Rias Damach Maschimut, so then the natural way is that the flow continues, not that she has a discharge, a mild discharge, and then it stops. So Mimele, without the Bdika of Ezektare, there couldn't be a count of Zayiniki. In Posko, so, Uvichol Zayini Measvire, Tzrichali is Bideket Lechatrile, Pam Achaz Biyei. Now, this is in regard to the Bdikas of Zayiniki, so we have a Machlekes in the Gemara. In the Mishneh, the Samaches on the base. Hazove, Hazove, Shebotko Atzmon, Vim Rishen, Umotzen Toyer, Uvim Ashvi, Umotzen Toyer, Usho Yomim Shebintayim, Ubotko. We are talking of Izovig Mori. Izovig Mori. So suppose she made a Dike on the first day of the Zayinikim and on the seventh day of the Zayinikim, and they found themselves clean. But the other days, they didn't make it. Of course, Lechatchile, she has to make a bdike every day. L'chatchila, she even has to make a bdike twice a day. L'chatchila, every day. In other words, one in the morning and one before shkia. But, David, suppose they made a bdike only on the first day and on the seventh day. So, we have three tanoim. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer, Reimeir, Hareim, Becheskastar. So, David is good. She's stable. As long as she made one bdike on the first day, resign the king. One bdike on the seventh day, so it's good, David. Rabbi Yeshua, Reimeir, Ein loem Elohim, Rishem, Reim, Shvi, Bilvat. So, in other words, she has 2 days. Now, you can ask, Monefshach. If she did sit down, so then it should be Seisa. If she didn't sit down, why does she have to count 5 more days? What's the purpose? So the answer is, because the Torah says in regard to Zohar, Visofro lo la'atzmo. Visofro, so in other words, it's a aloche, that in order to become Teiro, it must be Sofro u'boduk. Now Sofro u'boduk doesn't mean, as the Shlomo points out, that she has to say, Hayeim yimechod misfirosi. Say, in other words, she has to make a mental count. What does it mean, a mental count? To check, to inspect, and to verify that she is clean. So that's aloha. So it's not because we are cheshish. Maybe she had a discharge of dam. If we are cheshish, maybe she had a discharge of dam. So how can Rabbi Yeshua say that if she made the bdikah on the first day and she made the bdikah on the seventh day, let's say she made the bdikah on Sunday. She made the bdikah, let's say, on Sunday, Parsha Bereishis. And then she made the bdikah on Shabbos, Parsha Bereishis, the seventh day. So then Rabbi Yeshua says she has to count 5 more days. So she has to count Sunday, Parsha Neyach, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Thursday night she's Mitaras, she's the Velas, she's Mitaras Abayel. Monefshach, if we are Cheshish, lest she saw down, let's say on the sixth day on Friday Parsha Bereishis, so how is she Mitaras Libailo when she counts 5 more days? The answer is she made the bdika of Efsektare, so then we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe she saw that. Because this is what the bdika of Efsektare determines, that the flow stopped. But it's exerasakosu visofu l'atzmo, that 7 days have to be sofu l'bodu. So Mimele, she only made the bdika on 2 days. So 5 days, furim obdukim alekim. So it's not because we are cheshish, maybe she had the riyas down. Because if we are cheshish, maybe she had the riyas down. Maybe she had the riyas down, let's say on the seventh day before the bdike. Before the bdike. So how can she count 5 more clean days? Maybe she had the riyas down, let's say 5 minutes before she made the bdike on the seventh day. So now, when she's developed Thursday night, so she didn't count Zaynikim as yet. The answer is, if there was a bdike of Efsektare, so it's considered Zbicheska Sheinareya, Poska. So it's my own ososom already. But it's aloha visofo l'atzmo. So isofo l'atzmo, so mele, 7 days have to be isofo l'bodo. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Zer eilem l'yorishim yim shvi bilva. Rabbi Akiva yimer eilem l'yim zaynu. According to Rabbi Akiva, if she made the bdike on the first and the seventh, so the only day that is counted is the seventh. So then she has to count 6 more days. And we pasken like Rabbi Lezer. That the Eved, if she made the bdike on the first and the seventh day, so it's all right. Now then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Hanini. Oh, Iboil, that's the second line from the end of the Omed. That's on the Ches Omed base. Hazov ha'azove, shebot ku'atzmo yimrishim yimshmeinu. So he says, seven, the first and the seventh. So what does Rebleza mean? Both are necessary, David. A bdike the first and a bdike the seventh. The Rebleza amal. Tchiloson v'seifon b'inon. V'ochon tchiloson nike seifon leke. Oidilma tchiloson afo gafshin seifon. And the same, Omar Rav, he. Tchiloson afo pishin seifon. And the same thing. The Gemara mentions Seifon Afal Pishin Tchiloson. David. V'Rab Chanina Omar Tchiloson V'Seifon Bimon Hochon Tchiloson Nike Seifon Lek. So there is a machlekes between. Now we pass like Rabbi Lezer that if she made the bdike the first day, the seventh day, so it's good, David. But the question is, suppose he made the bdikah the first day and not the seventh day. Is it good or it's not good? So Rav says, Trilosom afal pishin seifon and seifon afal pishin trilosom. Rav Hanina says, Trilosom vi seifon bin. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav? Or do we paskin like Rav Hanina? So most Rishenim paskin like Rav. The Trilosom afal pishin seifon and seifon afal pishin trilosom. However, the Smag and the Zifra Trumo, they paskin like Rav Hanina. The Trilosom vi seifon bin. The Mechaber has two Rishenis. Whether Trilosom Viseifon Binon or Trilosom Afal Pishin Seifon, same Trilosom. There are more Paskins Ligamre, the Trilosom Viseifon Binon. Now, Trilosom Viseifon Binon, so then there is a Machlekes. Then there is a Machlekes Achreinim. The Machlekes Achreinim. So, since we Paskin Trilosom Viseifon Binon, so some Achreinim say, Yamachmia. It has to be David. The first and the seventh day. Suppose she made the bdikah the first day and the fifth day. The first and the fourth day. Two bdikahs on 2 days, but not dafke the first and the seventh. So it's not good, Samachim. The Dor HaShulchan is making. The Dor HaShulchan is making. In other words, if there was the first day and any other day, or the Zaynikim, or the last day, and any other day, not dafke the first and the seventh. The first and any other day, or the seventh and another day, it's also right. It's also right. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Chaviz Das and the Sidre Taro. I mentioned that according to Chaviz Das, so one bdike in the Zaynikim is me'akev midrais. Is me'akev midrais one bdike with Zaynikim, and the Sidre Taro says no. Midraise, as long as she makes a bdike of efsektar, and then she is alerted to the fact that she didn't see that she is clean, so midraise it's enough. Now, I made a mistake. The Sitre Tare doesn't say it. The Sitre Tare mentions it in the name of the Shvus Yaakov, he says it. But the Sitre Tare doesn't agree with the Shvus Yaakov. So is the Sitre Tare in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov? He mentions that in the name of the Shvus Yaakov, but he is chilek on the Shvus Yaakov. So in other words, so it's a machlekes between the Chaviz Das and the Shvus Yaakov. According to Chaviz Das, so one sphere is miyakev midraise, not because we are cheshish. If everybody agrees that as far as the choshe is concerned, if she made the bdik of the vitale, so that determines that my own nista. But just as Rabbi Yeshua says, if she made bdikah on the first and the seventh, so then she has to count 5 more days. Why? Because every day has to be sofer ubaduk. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so in order that all the 7 days should be considered sofer ubaduk, there must be at least 1 day on which there is a bdikah. And 1 day. But if there isn't even one bdikah on the Zayin Kiyin, so too we have no choshes, but she's a solid Bible.